Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, you already know that I'm excited. I am grateful to be joining each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time to give the Lord all the praise and all the glory that he deserves, because he is forever worthy. We thank him for being our heavenly Father, our gracious Father, our merciful Father, our Father who gives us favor or shows us favor in all uncertain circumstances that we face. Our Father who is a healer, our Father who is Jehovah Jireh, who supplies every one of our needs. So wherever you're at, give God just a hand clap of praise. Yes, a hand clap of praise. And so let's jump right on into it. These songs, of course, every song that I play on the jam session is very purposeful. And so I play Everyday Jesus by Anthony Brown in group therapy. Why? Because I am fresh off a work trip, right? Fresh off a work trip. I've been saying that for the past 3 weeks, and I'm fresh off a trip. I'm fresh off of this. Last week, I was fresh off a Woman Evolve conference. This week, I'm fresh off a work trip. And when I tell you, I worked all weekend. I worked all weekend. I'm so tired. But we are here today because I'm on assignment. Hello. Okay. So Everyday Jesus was the song that fell in my spirit when I woke up, I want to say Saturday morning, getting ready to start the day off, which was a very long day of work. Everyday Jesus was just in my spirit. And I was just like, I gotta play it. And so I wanted to share that with you. You gotta go and listen to it. Again, the lyrics are very powerful. And then, of course, leading into the song, I Got That is by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. But I Got That, B-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my side. I got that. And I want you to believe that everywhere you go, you have Jesus on your side. I know sometimes it may be difficult to feel as though Jesus is on your side in the workplace, but trust and believe he is. God is omnipresent, so he is there with you. So look, tap into the source, especially when you're going through difficult situations in your career journey, even in your life's journey or your business journey. Just say, hey, God, I need you to show up in this moment. I need you to give me what I need. Give me the words to say in this meeting. Give me the word and help me to articulate the words clearly so that I could get my point across. I mean, I know we have been in certain situations where we just don't know what to say, or we don't know how to respond to certain situations that may go on in our work environment. So when you feel that way, just say, God, give me the words to say. Speak through me to speak to your people in this meeting, right? And last but not least, I played the song by Pastor Mike Jr., God Be Showing Out. Because let me tell you, y'all, God showed out this weekend on this work trip. God showed out. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. God showed out. And I just pray and declare and decree that God is showing out in your lives every day, every day. On my forever to-do list, it says, find joy in every moment, right? Even if it looks like, I don't see the joy, but find joy in every moment. And let me tell you, there was joy in every moment this past weekend on my work trip. And so let me tell you about the work trip. if you follow me on social media, I was, you know, blogging or sharing a peek of what my work is with my college students from a career coaching perspective. And so this trip for me was such a full circle moment. Full circle. Why? Because it was at a institution. Well, I'll just go ahead and share it with you because I shared on social media. But the last place that I was employed corporately in a corporate setting, I left that place of employment, which was Deloitte. I left that place 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years next month. And I never looked back. But I always said that if I come back to a corporate setting or a corporate institution, it would be in a different capacity. A different capacity. And that, by the grace of God, has happened. I was able to go back to Deloitte, specifically Deloitte University, which is the training ground or the learning center for Deloitte employees. And so I went back in a different capacity as a career coach for my students, for the organization that I currently work for as a career coach. And it was so amazing just to be in those rooms where I once sat at as an employee and now teaching and coaching students in my cohort. And I was just like, wow, I was in awe of God because this is what I was praying for. This is what I was declaring, decreeing over my life. And God definitely allowed that to happen. And I share this story with you because things like this can happen for you. You may be like, oh, you know, I may not be in the best of situations right now, or I may not be experiencing what I thought I was going to be experiencing, but God will bring a new and fresh perspective to that situation, right? A new and fresh perspective to that situation, and He'll put you back somewhere that you're like, I never even thought I would be here again. But here I am today with a fresh new perspective. I've grown. I adapted the growth mindset. I see where there is purpose really here. I see what you have in store for me. I see that I am truly walking with you in my career journey. I'm truly walking with you, as in I'm walking with God, of course. You're walking with God in your career journey. You're walking with God in your business journey. You're walking with God in life. And when you do those things, God will give you a fresh new perspective about a situation. And so I'm so glad that happened this weekend. I just pray that the Lord will allow you to experience that too, that feeling. And I was sharing with my husband, I said, I feel like I want to just go up to my room because at Deloitte University, you can stay there. It's like a 5-star hotel experience and all the things. So I was like, I'm going to my room and boohoo cry because this is amazing. And just to be able to meet my students in person and for them to kind of share their words of encouragement to me was absolutely a blessing. And so that was just part of what I wanted to share this morning. Let's really get into it, right? So because I was fresh off my vacation, I'm fresh off Woman Evolve conference, and now I'm fresh off a work trip. Guess what I'm officially in now? I am officially in my rest era. Okay. And so when I was at Woman Evolve, I saw merch. It was plenty of merch. And I actually used a portion of the merch that I bought for an assignment that I gave my students. And we probably talk about that next week. Ooh, I'm excited. And so the robe stated in my rest era. The robe that they were selling stated in my rest era. And so let me define for you all what that phrase even means, right? I know you probably heard it before, but I want to give you some context around it. So In my rest era is a phrase often used to describe a period of intentional downtime, self-care, and disengagement from constant striving or constant on the go, right? As it relates to like maybe your career, your business, or just in life in general, it signifies a conscious shift from a demanding, high-stress lifestyle to one focused on peace, healing, and rejuvenation. I'm gonna say that again. It signifies a conscious shift from a demanding, high-stress lifestyle to one focused on peace, healing, and rejuvenation, right? So many of us need to be in a rest era because we're always going, going, going. And so this phrase also recognizes the need to recharge, set boundaries, and prioritize one's mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It's a season of stillness. Woo! How many of y'all know that oftentimes we need to just be still and let God be still and know that God is God. Be still and know, right? Be still and know. And so it says it's a season of stillness and quiet reflection, allowing one to recover from past efforts and prepare for future endeavors. When I tell you, this definition describes the era, that the rest era, to the T. It describes it to the T. And so if you know for a fact that you need to be in a rest era right now, come join me in the rest era, okay? And one thing I took away from Woman Evolve is that resting obviously is necessary. I knew that, but I needed the reminder, right? Because I'm the type of person that'll go out, leave the conference, but go strategize on things and all the, and do the most. But now I am really embracing this rest era. I know this is for some of you on the call right now are listening in. Be in your rest era. Slow down a little bit, okay? Slow down a little bit. Enjoy life. Embrace what is happening in the moment. And rest up, because God has so much in store for you. You don't even know. I remember last year at this time, I was resting too. And I didn't know why God told me to rest. But later during that month, and early in September, I was presented with the opportunity to purchase a business, which was Career Chasers. Had no idea that was coming my way. But God knew. How many of y'all know that God knows before you even know, or before he even puts it in your face? He knows what is in store for you. So if God is telling you to rest, it's for a reason. You don't know what it is. You don't know what that future endeavor is. You may be resting because you're about to get that promotion. You may be resting because that business opportunity, that door is about to open for you. You may be resting for numerous of reasons. But if God said it, you got to do it. That's one thing. We cannot play with God's commands. If he tells us to do something, go do it and do it expeditiously. Do it and do it expeditiously, okay? And so a very common scripture that came to mind when I think about the rest era is Matthew 11. Verses 28 through 30. That's Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And it states, "Come to me," and this is Jesus speaking, by the way, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Woo! That has so much. Ooh, God is saying so much to us in this one passage. There are going to be times where we're weary and we got so much on our minds. And God is saying, come to me. All you got to do is come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. The world can't give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest, for he is gentle. He has a humble in the heart. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Whew. How many of y'all have so many things you're kind of like worried about from a career perspective, or worried about from a financial perspective, or worried about from a health perspective, or worried about from a family or relationship perspective? How many of you have those things on your mind right now, right? Well, I want to share with you what Jesus said. It's in the Bible, right? Give it to him. He's going to give you rest, but you got to decide that you're going to surrender it all to him and say, mm-hmm, this is all you, Lord. This is above me. This is above me. And I'm giving it to you, because only you can make a way out of no way, right? Mm. Amen. And so it breaks it down even further. So weary and burdened, this perfectly captures like the state of someone leaving a period of stress and overwork. They are tired from carrying heavy responsibilities, anxieties, and the pressures of life. Exactly what one seeks to escape when entering their what rest era. And so when God says, I will give you rest, this is the core promise that aligns with the desired outcome of a rest era. When you decide you're going to be in your rest era, you want to get rest. You don't just want to say, oh, I'm resting, and you're really not closing your eyes. You want to be resting, and resting in with intentionality, right? Resting with intentionality, resting on purpose. And so in the scripture, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus offers a divine spiritual rest. A divine spiritual rest that goes beyond just physical sleep, right? Yes, he's talking about physical sleep, but this goes beyond that. It's about peace for the soul that comes from letting go of self-reliance and placing all your trust in him. So again, like I said, you're going to be saying, mm-hmm, hands up, God, you got this. I'm not no longer relying on me. I'm putting my full confidence in you to get the job done, right? And then take my yoke upon you. Ooh, yes. A yoke is like, let me just break it all the way down. A yoke was a wooden frame used to connect two animals for plowing. So in this context, it symbolizes a partnership. A partnership between you and the Lord. Instead of carrying the heavy yoke of the world's expectations and burdens alone, Jesus invites us in this scripture to partner with him. Partner with him. And I encourage every one of you to partner with God. Partner with God. Like, let God, you may be looking for the business partner, but God is an ultimate business partner. Hello? You may be looking for someone to vouch for you, or for someone to lead you into the right direction in your career, but partner with God. Trust and believe he will send people your way, resources your way, to show you and confirm for you, like, this is the direction I am calling you to go down, my child, right? And so is his yoke. Jesus' yoke, God's yoke. His yoke is easy and light because he bears the greater weight, allowing us to find true rest while still moving forward with purpose. Moving forward with purpose. And so I pray that you definitely were listening to everything I was just sharing with you, breaking that scripture down. And how that really applies to what you're going through, or what you may be going through in your life right now, or in this season of your life. And so definitely study the scripture. See what God is leading you to. If he's leading you to be in your rest era now, be in it. If he's leading you to lay down a worry, do that too. Lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Bring your worries to the feet of Jesus and put your hands up. Surrender, and that's you surrendering and saying, God, I have full confidence and full trust in you to be the solution that I need, the ultimate solution I need, in Jesus' name. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for stirring their gifts up so good, God, so good that they have no choice but to use it and to give you all the glory while using their gifts, Lord, in this earthly realm. God, I thank you that every person they run into, that they will see you inside of them. They will see your light, the God glow around them. And I pray that, God, you show them favor as they walk throughout their career journey. Show them favor as they walk throughout their business journey. Show them favor as they build new relationships and network in this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for protecting us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We thank you for allowing us to be able to rest in you, resting on God's promises, resting on the fact that despite what it looks like, God has it all under control, resting in the fact that blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Yes, and resting in the fact that God will make a way out of no way. God, we thank you for allowing us to rest in your arms, your holy arms, God. God, we thank you for being in the forefront of our lives, God. We thank you for leading and directing every one of our paths, God. God, we ask that you give us clarity in the areas we need clarity, whether it be in our health, whether it be in our finances, whether it be in our relationships, whether it be in our careers, God. We thank you for giving us clarity. We thank you for making it plain and clear for us on where you need us to go, where you have called us to go, who you have called us to serve in this season of our life, God. And Lord, when you give it, when you speak it to us, give us the courage to move boldly. Give us the courage to move expeditiously and not look back as to like, oh, did you really say that, Lord? Or just go. The command is go do it and do it in excellence. Because God, we thank you for being by our sides. We thank you for always holding our hands through these situations, Lord. Remind us that we're never alone. You're always there for us. You're always there for us. So God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your favor all upon our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.